and let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips.
Yes, oh my god, welcome After Buzzers. If you're watching this, you must be a fan of The Hills, so you know that this is a throwback to The Hills days, because this was The Hills' opening theme song, and we couldn't break down Very Cavallari without some Hills vibes, right?
Absolutely.
I'm Zach Peter, and I'm going to be breaking down the show with you every week, and with me I have...
Susan Pinkney.
Hi, Susan.
Lifelong Kristen Cavallari and Hills fan.
Yes. I mean, OG MTV days. Now we're on E! We're no longer on MTV. But, like, I love it. I still keep up with all of the cast members.
Yeah, and they're doing a lot. It's one of those shows where they don't go away. Mm-mm. Everyone has their own legitimate career.
Yeah, and I'm glad that now we get to see Kristen's career. I mean, when she replaced Lauren on The Hills, that was kind of like everything for me. Because she, like, Lauren was very much the girl next door, and Kristen kind of came in with an edge. So I'm excited that now we have Very Cavallari, where we really get to see her whole life, her marriage with Jay. I can't wait.
I'm excited. I'll tell you that there's only been three shows in my whole life that I stayed up to watch. One was, actually, both of the weddings, the royal weddings, I stayed up, had coffee to watch. And the other one was the finale, like the whole binge watch every episode of The Hills. And I did that leading up to the finale of that show. So, of course, all these years later, I'm ready to jump in and find out exactly what Kristen's doing and how her life has evolved. And, of course, what her relationship is like with her now retired NFL husband.
I love it. Now they're in Nashville. Like, we're not even in Hollywood or LA anymore. Like, this is a whole different shift. And I think she's going to tear up Nashville.
Oh, I'm sure she has already. And yeah, we just get to see exactly how she's making her mark.
I love it. Should we watch the trailer?
Oh, let's do it.
Watch it. I'm so excited.
This season on Very Cavallari.
Welcome to Uncommon Jane.
Love the jewelry line.
I love the name of
really big deal for
the
me.
Shop,
We're
too.
We're literally opening a store in like 2 weeks, so I hired more girls to help
It's
out.
Like a lot of like subtle statement pieces.
Yeah.
I told her she could have a job. I've been married for almost 5 years.
She said that she named it after her daughter. Uncommon James is her, James is her daughter's middle name.
I don't know what happened.
You decided to go to bed at 8:45 or not?
If he's the one.
Right.
Can't have sex on the first night.
What if he's not the one?
Have sex.
There we go. There's our Kristen.
Like, Kristen's back.
Classic Kristen.
What went wrong? I hired everybody to make my life easier, and I feel like it's just like creating more and more problems for me. And you guys,
there's the drama.
A collection that launched. This was a whole new line. I worked my ass off for this thing, and it got this morning.
That's what happens when you hire your friends.
Can't hire your friends. Can't mix that in business. Oh my god, I'm excited. July 8th.
This is gonna be so awesome.
On E. Do you think it'll be different from The Hills because it's not on MTV anymore?
It's going to be 100% different simply because they're older now.
Yeah.
And what's acceptable when you're in your 20s is, you know, very different when you're in your 30s. So, and she's a mom. So I think it's going to be a lot more mature and a lot more entrepreneurial and business minded.
I love that we get to see like her team.
Yes.
I love that episode one is called I'm CEO Bitch.
That's
which
awesome.
Means, you know, she's really coming back full throttle.
And she doesn't care. I mean,
no.
She still has that, you know what, I'm still me vibe.
Yeah. I just hope that I hope it gets picked up for another season and that they bring in some of the old cast members from The Hills or even from Laguna Beach. We didn't see any in the trailer, so I don't think they
Yeah,
snuck
I feel
any
like
in.
We're going to fall in love with the people that she has on her show. She's very
They're
smart.
Building a
she's
whole
been
new cast.
Doing this since she was 16. And, you know, now she's a lot older than 16. So she understands what it takes to have a successful show. And I feel like they're going to pull out all the stops, make it happen.
It was interesting though, because I remember after The Hills wrapped and we saw her do interviews and she was very apprehensive about doing another reality show. I think she even did a special on E! Where she talked about how The Hills was very, I mean, we all kind of knew it was scripted. And there was, or at least loosely scripted, and you know, things, storylines were kind of set up, and they all kind of come out and opened up about their experience with MTV taping The Hills. So I'm curious to see what you know, how this is going to be different and how we really get to see the real Kristen, because she said she played up for the cameras.
Yes. And first, in this this series, she's the executive producer, or one of the executive producers, and she has creative control over what we see and what we don't see. And so I'm sure she's not going to let us see her in a light that is distorted. Like, yeah. She's here to show us her life. And I feel like we're going to get a real slice of her life versus, you know, a little bit of the scripted and a little fictional stuff. This is going to be the real deal.
Yeah. And we're going to see her life kind of like as a boss. Yes. And, you know, in the business world, running her career. She said that Jay is on the show, but he's not, like, their relationship isn't front and center, which I think is probably one of the reasons she agreed to do it. Because when you put your relationship out there, it's, like, all out there.
Well, she's keeping her kids off.
Yeah.
But Jay is in there. He's
in there, but, like, in little pieces, like, yes. as a complimentary character on the show, I'd love Jay. I think he's absolutely, they're such a cute couple, and their Instagram photos, like, I've bought her cookbooks. Like, I'm the biggest Kristen fan.
Did you see the trailer where she told him that this is her football?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I was okay, she's letting him know, like, you know what, I supported you, I was your cheerleader, it is your turn to be my cheerleader.
I love that. Yeah. It's time. It's her time to shine.
Absolutely.
She walked away from TV. She let Jay really have the career. And now she's coming to run the show.
I'm really authentically excited. I can't wait until the 8th to start watching.
I know. We're going to be breaking it down here on AfterBuzz TV every Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And they can, we'll tweet out the links and make sure we Instagram it so they know when we're going to go live.
Absolutely.
And we'll share the link for you guys. Susan, where can they follow you?
Oh, please follow me at SUZQ90210, SUZQ90210.
And I'm Zach Peter, and you guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach. You can also follow AfterBuzz TV, and don't forget to subscribe to the reality channel so you can keep up and get the notifications when we go live this Sunday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Very Cavallari. Get ready, because we're breaking it down.
It's going to be awesome. Manunos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.